This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi. Here we are again. I'm Amanda, if you've never listened. Oh, this is a perfect introduction to me. Please hold while I turn my Bluetooth off so when Will starts the car, it will not steal my recording. It'll just shut my voice memo off and, you know, start cranking the tunes in the car. And that's fine. But, I'm here. I'm recording. We may as well chat for a little bit. If you heard, I'm drinking tea. Thank you for the tea, Will. And Brittany. Brittany tea today. Out of a Brittany mug today, actually. Well, it's another one of those days where I'm like, well, I don't have anything to talk about. I'll give you some updates, I suppose. This morning is a little bit different. We are getting up and out even earlier, and I'm going to be back here by 7 because the chimney guy is coming. So that's exciting. I will, I'll tell you how I found out about that. Yesterday, after everybody was at work and school, I decided to take a few items of Finn's that no longer fit him or he no longer uses and take them to a place called Lots for Tots. And they will buy these items and give me cash for them. So I take the drive. It's just a town or so over. And pretty much right when they open up, I get there, I bring this stuff in, and I hang out a while they price it out. And they said they're interested in all my stuff, and they offered me a $50 bill. And I was like, yep, I'll take it. I know the stuff is worth way more than that, but hey, this usually I just give stuff away, which is great. And I love giving stuff away. Right now, I would like to be able to, I don't know, grab a snack to bring to Thanksgiving. Cash sounds good. So I took the cash and I felt really good about it. I'm like, all right, good job, Amanda. Giving things away feels great, but also these are like new items that are definitely sellable. And, you know, I'm glad I got some cash. So I was feeling good. I stopped and got a little treat for Will on the way home. So when he was out of work, he would have something to look forward to when he was out of work. So I sent him a little teaser text message. And I was on my way home just feeling grateful, I guess. I was happy to be me. I was feeling good. And my phone rings. and it says it's the boiler guy. And if you haven't been listening, my boiler has a cracked heat exchange, needs replacement, and we've been denied for financing. So we've been without heat and hot water. Well, we've been making our own heat and hot water here for over a month. And we have a plan. We have a way to pay. We have someone to do the work. We're just waiting. So I see the boiler guy is calling. And I'm like, yes. And I did think for a minute, of course he's calling right now. I'm driving in the car, feeling grateful, light, happy. Boiler guy. Awesome. I pick it up. It is not him. It is his wife. This has happened before. If you do listen to all these episodes, or if you go back, I don't know, maybe a week in episodes, I thought the boiler guy was calling me before, and it was his wife, and she was not kind, and she was just calling me pretty much to let me know that this isn't a fast process, that this is going to take a while, and she seemed pretty upset that I had checked in with the woman who told me to check in with her, which is the woman who's helping us find payment for all of this. So I get it. There's moving parts, moving pieces, moving people. But that last phone call was an unnecessary phone call. She didn't give me any information except they're not going to help me right now. So yesterday I was like, boiler guy, yes. And then it was his wife. Of course, I was still very kind on the phone and very hopeful. And also, hey, excited to hear from her. Because odds are she's not calling me again just to gripe. So she asked if I was available tomorrow at 7 a.m. And yeah, I didn't care whatever. She could have said, are you available in 2 minutes? Are you available at 2 a.m. in 4 days? Yeah, whenever. You can come over here whenever you want. I will make myself available. But it's not for the boiler guy. It's for the chimney guy. And that's cool because we need the chimney guy too. So the chimney guy happening today. And then we'll be down to just the boiler guy. The boiler and the oil tank. So I like how the phone call came about. I was vibing high, and then in came the call. Not the call that I wanted, but the call that I got, the call that I needed. And she did tell me that they would get me on their schedule eventually. I said thank you, and I told her that I hope she had a nice holiday. She seemed surprised and said, oh, yeah, me too. Cool. So, let me tell you what helped me vibe so high that it still got me vibing high. Okay, I told you I went for lots. I went to Lots for Tots to sell some kids' items. And I got my $50 bill. Maybe an hour later, I get a text message from the gal at Lots for Tots saying, oh my gosh, we missed two of the items. I've got another $15 for you here. And I was like, you know what? Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the honesty. Like, what a great... Yeah, I'll be back. I'll pop in tomorrow. This is awesome. I'm going to talk about this on my podcast tomorrow. That's funny. So I did have something to talk about today. It was this moment. This is another... Oh, and I said this in my message. In capital letters, people are good. That woman doesn't know me at all. could have pocketed the $15, could have taken the items herself, could have, right? She called and said, I've got $15. And I'm like, wow, people are good. People are good. I entitled a podcast episode, People Are Good. When my neighbor broke something of mine and I didn't know, and he came over to tell me how he was going to fix it. And I was like, wow, that's so nice. And then he actually made the part to fix it. I don't think it fits. I think Will said it doesn't fit, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People are good. People are good. That new case manager that I told you about, she's lovely. She dropped off some food on the stoop. And it's there's not much there that we'll use, but I have stuff to take to the library tonight. Happy Danceviving, by the way. They have a little pantry for the community at the library. So the stuff that we're not going to eat, I'm going to bring to the library and see if I can beef up that food pantry before Thanksgiving. As I record, today is the day before Thanksgiving, and here in the States anyway. And, well, I know it's our specific holiday, but I know there's Canadian Thanksgiving, you know, whatever. Anyway, it's a holiday tomorrow, and we've created our own holiday today. I have class at the library tonight. Usually it's two separate half-hour classes. The first is more of a talk and teach. Usually we're learning a specific dance or a specific form of dance. Or practicing some Tai Chi. It's very just called Move with Amanda, so we can do whatever we want. And then Dance with Amanda, 5:30 to 6, is a dance-along. Not tonight. Tonight's different. And I guess since you're listening, you can have a sneak peek of what you'll walk into tonight if you're coming into Danceviving. Because do I know what Danceviving is? No. But did I plan it with all my people last week? Yeah. Do we know what it is? No. It doesn't matter. It's Danceviving. It is whatever it is to you. Come and bring yourself. You and your best friend, you. Come to Danceviving. So, here's the preview. Here's what I see. Here's what I'm feeling. Here's what feels aligned. Snacks. Yes. And I already heard from some people. They're bringing stuff. Cute. That's what Danceviving means to them, right? They're bringing something to nosh on. So, I'll bring some snacks too. Also, the table that I set up for every dance class, whether I'm at the campground, at the Pines, at the library, I set up the give and take table. You can leave something there. You can take from the table. Last night, I brought a few small rubber, I think they're rubber, the little Jesus figurines. I brought a handful of those. And one of the dancers was so tickled, that they were there. And
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
So, you never know. You never know what's going to be on the table And you never know who's going to want to take from the table. But I told my friend, she was like, could I take another one? I'm like, you can take them all. You could take that entire table in your arm and swipe it across, and you could take everything on that table. That's what that table's there for. And you can leave anything on that table. And I spent some time yesterday, last night, cutting out some quotes and glue sticking them to construction paper so I could increase my collection of those. So I have some inspirational words, some colorful pictures and paper that I'll spread all along the table like I do usually, except I think this week for Thanksgiving, the table is going to be in the center of the room. Usually, it's, you know, it's in the margins. So that way you can either hang out before or after class, or kind of drop out of class a little bit, go to the margin, and be at the table. My bestie showed up last night for class, and I caught her over there making some poetry at the table. I have words cut out, and Sharpies available, and pieces of blank paper for people to make poems, put words to paper. I totally did not expect her to show up to class. Listen, she usually doesn't, and that's okay. It's not her type of class. It's not her thing. She loves me. I know she loves what I'm doing. I know she loves to meet my people and all that stuff and be involved and keep up and help and contribute and all of that. Yeah. And she has come to my class before because that's who she is. But I will say it's when I was like starting out and she's like, oh, crap. What if no one shows? I've got to go for my friend. And I very much appreciate that. And I love the fact that she doesn't make herself go for me. Like, I really, really love that. And so to know that all of that is true and to see her walk in yesterday makes me misty. It makes me choke up knowing that she really wanted to be there. Whoa. She came last week. I don't know if she got a taste and just wanted to come back. She liked the people. She wanted to just be around me that night. Maybe it had to do with the fact that I dropped off her other birthday gift wrapped and it has a little elf kind of pulling his pants down just a little bit to reveal just a little bit of a cartoon elf butt crack. And, I mean, maybe there's a little tattoo on there with a heart and arrow. Maybe I wrote her name on the butt cheek. Maybe I did. And maybe I left that at her house while no one was there. Maybe I did. So maybe she got that gift and decided to repay it and come and dance with me. It was great. It was awesome. And it was really cool to see her making poetry. And in fact, last night I wanted to go through the stuff and find the poem, take a picture before someone takes it. So I'll probably do that while I set up for Thanksgiving. So whether she knows it or not, her poem's going to be on the table for Thanksgiving. And so I think that table's going to be a big, long, exaggerated table of the give and take table, of the abundance table. There'll be food and inspiration and gifts. I think I'll take some gifts. I made a wreath for my friend out of clementine peels, and I made another one the other day out of lemon peel. And so I'm thinking I will finish that off. I have a sprig of pine to glue to the center top bit, and I need to put a little hanger on it. So I think I'm going to take that to Thanksgiving, and anyone that's interested in it could maybe put their name in a hat, and I'll just pull a name out of a hat. So maybe there are a couple things that I can do that with. You know how they do like the raffle buckets, but there'll be no buying of raffle tickets. There'll be just write your name on a piece of paper and throw it in if you'd like to take it home. And then I can draw names and send someone home with the wreath. And I don't know if there's something else around here that would make a good gift, but if there is, I will figure it out. Maybe I'll make something. Ooh, I love homemade. The wreath is homemade. I can make something else for sure. So join us. join us for Danceiving. And if you're hearing this after the day before Thanksgiving, well, you'll just have to plan for next year. Yes? All right. Before I sign off, like I said, it's just a kind of a short morning, a quick morning, an early morning, because we are up and out early, so we're back early for the chimney guy. I received a few cards. A gal had ordered me an awesome shirt. I'll talk about it another time and take a picture another time. And so she gave me a birthday card and my birthday gift last night. It was great. And another friend brought a card. And I mean, I already have a picture of the lemon wreath for the cover today. So I don't know if I'm going to change it or what, because eventually this will be the cover art. So maybe I'll just tease you. Four words. Turkey on the beach. Turkey on the beach. Does anyone remember the story? We were coming out of dance class and it started snowing and my friend gave me this gorgeous turkey feather and it was just this magical moment. And she found it on the beach. Turkey on the beach? And I was just like, turkey on the beach? And it's snowing outside and I have this magical turkey feather and I'm just picturing a turkey on the beach. Turkey on the beach? And sure, maybe the feather just landed on the beach somehow without the turkey, but I really liked to think turkey on the beach. And I thought all the turkeys should live on the beach. Maybe the hunters wouldn't go on the beach. Or maybe they'd be easily hunted on the beach. But maybe you're not allowed to hunt on the beach. Well, anyway, I have a handmade card now. And what's on the front? Turkey on the beach. It's awesome and colorful and just so great. Turkey on the beach. Oh, and hey, guess what? So we have a dance number. And a lot of times I will say the words that go with the moves. So people, even if you don't want to memorize the dance moves, you could memorize the words if you want. And you can say the words along with me. So there's a dance where we cross it, elephant, stomp it. Cross it, elephant, stomp it. And then usually we go 3, 2, 1. Open up. Bup, bup, bup. 3, 2, 1. Open up. Bup, bup, bup. Well, someone started clucking. I don't know if it was me. Probably. A while ago. That's why it says, you cluck in tonight on my mug. Because, well, sometimes we don't bup, bup, bup. We cluck, cluck, cluck. So typically I bup, bup, bup until I hear a cluck. And once I hear a cluck, then I switch over and we're all clucking. Well, last night, what did I do? Yeah, I did it. It's Danceiving Eve. And then, of course, it threw off. Well, it has to rhyme somehow. What am I going to do? And I believe it was 3, 2. Don't forget to wobble when you gobble, gobble, gobble. 3, 2. Don't forget to wobble when you gobble, gobble, gobble. And the gobble, 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 you know, I did. Sometimes I gobbled and sometimes I did a nice authentic. So, it gets better and better and better in ways that you don't even know. You know, we went from bup, bup, bup to cluck, cluck, cluck to literally gobbling together last night. Lots of laughing. Lots of laughing. And you know what? My back is, we'll call it a 5. It's no 10 this morning. I haven't sworn. I was able to brush my teeth and no yelping. So, I appreciate that. I appreciate you. I love putting our hands on our hearts. So I'm going to do that. And then we're going down to our bellies again. So, let's calm down between the temples, okay? And let's drop down into our hearts. Put your hand on your heart and press. Breathe. Feel some warmth and pressure in the heart space. Breathe. And now to your belly. Drop way down into the quiet creation space, the quiet creation station. Drop down into your belly. Nice. We breathed into our bellies. I love it. I can hear Finn. Good morning, my darling.
Podcast.
Yes. Do you want to help me with the podcast?
Podcast.
You could say hi. You can say good morning.
Morning.
Very nice. You could say happy Dance-giving.
Dance-giving.
Yeah, because tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to cook a big meal together and put food on the table and invite friends over. Yeah. Do you want to press the button? We can say goodbye, everyone. Have a great day. Do you want to say goodbye?
Hi.
You're saying hi. You don't want to stop yet. That's okay.
Stop.
You ready to stop for the day?
Stop.
Okay.
Back.
Goodbye, everybody. Just kidding. We paused it. Just kidding. Are you ready to say goodbye now?
Goodbye now.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.